Pickering seemed to consider this a long time, gently stroking his tie. And yet, taking into account the amount NASA has to gain from this discovery right now, the apparent signs of tampering with evidence, and your being attacked, the first and only logical conclusion I can draw is that this meteorite is a well-executed fraud. Impossible! Corky sounded angry now. With all respect, sir, meteorites are not some Hollywood special effect that can be conjured up in a lab to fool a bunch of unsuspecting astrophysicists. They are chemically complex objects with unique crystalline structures and element ratios. I'm not challenging you, Dr. Marlinson. I am simply following a logical chain of analysis. Considering someone wanted to kill you to keep you from revealing it was inserted under the ice, I'm inclined to entertain all kinds of wild scenarios here. What specifically makes you certain this rock is indeed a meteorite? Specifically? Corky's voice cracked in the headphones. A flawless fusion crust. The presence of chondrules. A nickel ratio unlike anything ever found on Earth. If you're suggesting that someone tricked us by manufacturing this rock in a lab, then all I can say is that the lab was about 190 million years old. Corky dug in his pocket and pulled out a stone shaped like a CD. He held it in front of the camera. We chemically dated samples like this with numerous methods. Rubidium-strontium dating is not something you can fake. Pickering looked surprised. You have a sample? Corky shrugged. NASA has dozens of them floating around. You mean to tell me, Pickering said, looking at Rachel now, that NASA discovered a meteorite they think contains life, and they're letting people walk off with samples? The point, Corky said, is that the sample in my hand is genuine. He held the rock close to the camera. You could give this to any petrologist or geologist or astronomer on Earth. They would run tests, and they would tell you two things. One, it is 190 million years old. And two, it is chemically dissimilar from the kind of rock we have here on Earth. Pickering leaned forward, studying the fossil embedded in the rock. He seemed momentarily transfixed. Finally, he sighed. I'm not a scientist. All I can say is that if that meteorite is genuine, which it appears it is, I would like to know why NASA didn't present it to the world at face value. Why has someone carefully placed it under the ice, as if to persuade us of its authenticity? At that moment, inside the White House, a security officer was dialing Marjorie Tench. The senior advisor answered on the first ring.
Yeah.
Miss Tench, the officer said, I have the information you requested earlier. The radio phone call that Rachel Sexton placed to you earlier this evening, we have the trace.
Tell me.
Secret Service Ops says the signal originated aboard the naval submarine USS Charlotte.
What?
They don't have coordinates, ma'am, but they're certain of the vessel code.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Tench slammed down the receiver without another word.